Page 119. Listening for main ideas.
Thank you for calling the Swedish Travel Telephone Hotline. We have information about transportation, lodging, and tourist activities in Sweden. For information about transportation, press 1. For lodging, press 2. And for tourist activities, press 3. You've pressed 2 for information about lodging in Sweden. To hear more about campsites, press 1. For youth hostels, press 2. For small inns, press 3. For large hotels, press 4. And for information about a special hotel in Sweden, press 5. You've pressed 5 for a special hotel in Sweden. If you'd like to hear recorded information about the hotel, press 1. If you'd like to talk with a representative, press 2. You have pressed 2. Please hold.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes. Could you please tell me more about the special hotel in Sweden?
Certainly. That hotel is the Ice Hotel. It's located in a small town in Swedish Lapland, inside the Arctic Circle.
I see.
When would you like to go?
Well, I'm looking for a winter vacation.
Perfect. In fact, you can't go any other time of year because it's only open in the winter. That's because it's made of ice and snow.
Ice and snow?
Yes. You see, the Ice Hotel is built every November when the weather is cold. Then in the spring, it turns into water when the weather gets warm.
It melts?
Of course. It's made of ice and snow. Would you like to hear more?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, if you're adventurous and looking for an unusual vacation, the Ice Hotel is an interesting place to stay.
Adventurous? What do you mean?
Well, the weather is very cold there in the winter. It's sometimes 40 degrees below freezing. Also in the winter, the days are very short. There are sometimes only 3 hours of sunlight.
3 hours? What can I do in 3 hours of sunlight?
Well, first let me tell you about the hotel. The Ice Hotel has guest rooms for about 100 visitors to stay each night. The guest rooms all have tall beds made of snow, but there are no doors on the rooms. There aren't bathrooms either. If you need to use the bathroom, you can go to the nearby inn. There also aren't any closets for your clothes. Remember, the Ice Hotel is made of ice and snow, so the rooms are always very cold. To stay warm at night, you sleep in a very warm sleeping bag covered with reindeer furs. And don't forget to wear your hat to keep your ears warm.
And the 3 hours of sunlight? What can I do in 3 hours of sunlight?
Well, there are some other rooms to visit at the hotel. For entertainment, you can look at some paintings in the hotel's art gallery. The Ice Hotel also has a small church, and some guests even get married there.
Well, I'm not planning to get married.
Also, there are outdoor activities you can do near the Ice Hotel. If you enjoy outdoor winter activities, you can go cross-country skiing or snowshoeing. The exercise will warm you up quickly. You may also want to try dog sledding or snowmobiling. You can enjoy the ride and the beautiful Arctic scenery.
Huh. That all sounds very interesting. And could you tell me how much it costs?
Certainly. A room costs about $150 a night.
Well, that's a lot of money. But for an interesting vacation, I guess it's worth it.
Yes. I think so, too. Is there anything else?
No, thanks.
No problem. We hope you come to Sweden and visit the Ice Hotel. If you are looking for an unusual trip, we think you'll agree. It's a nice place to stay.
Bye.